Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We return now to Exodus chapter 3 and verses 13 through 15. This records for us the dialogue between God and Moses immediately after God commands Moses to go to Egypt to be his spokesperson to the Pharaoh and to lead God's people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. In verse 13, Moses asks God, "What is his name?" We said the use of the word "what" there is instructive. It means that Moses is seeking the relevancy of God's name to the circumstances of the Israelite people, barely surviving as slaves in Egypt. In the Hebrew language, "what" focuses on the character, the quality, the essence of, in this case, God. What does God's name say about God's character, God's quality, and God's essence? And in verses 14 and 15, God responds with his name, "I am who I am." And God said, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you." God furthermore said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations." Wow. Talk about a revelation. God's character, quality, and essence is this. I am who I am. This is the name Yahweh. And we learned that I am who I am can also be translated, I will be what I will be. I am who I am for you, and I am who you need me to be. Can you see what this would have meant to Moses and to the Israelites when Moses tells them, this is God's name? I am has sent me to you. I will be what I will be sent me to you. I am who I am for you, and I am who you need me to be has sent me. Think about it. You're a slave in Egypt, toiling away, moaning and groaning and crying out to God for mercy and help. What would it mean for you to know that the God of your fathers, this same God, has revealed his name as this name, and he has sent a deliverer for you? Oh, it would mean a great deal, as it means a great deal to Moses, who feels unqualified, but whom God has called and commanded. Now, let me apply this to you, dear man and woman of God. Perhaps you want to know, what is the relevance of God's name to your suffering where you live? How does this make you feel? His name for you is, I am who I am for you, and I will be what I will be, and I am who you need me to be. Oh, I hope this comforts and reassures you of the relevancy of his presence, of his might, and of his power in your circumstances. After all, this is God's name forever, his memorial name to all generations. The God of the Hebrews, the God of Moses, is also our God. Having established this, you need to know that the Hebrews had already long used this name, Yahweh, for God. In fact, in Genesis, the name of Yahweh is used 162 times, and it is found on the lips of speakers 34 times. Here's the thing. The Hebrew people already understood the name Yahweh was used by the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and going even farther back by people such as Eve, Cain, and Noah. So then why is it some big revelation when in verse 14, God reveals his name as Yahweh? It is a big revelation because, Until Exodus 3 verse 14, the Hebrews only used the name Yahweh for God, but they did not experience God by this name. Well, let me say that again. The Hebrews only used the name Yahweh for God. They did not experience God by this name. To help us understand this point, I want to jump around again in the text over to Exodus chapter 6 and verses 2 and 3. Are you with me? I'm going from Exodus 3 to Exodus 6, and we'll put in at verses 2 and 3. God spoke further to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord, and I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I did not make myself known to them. In this chapter, God continues his ongoing dialogue with Moses. In verse 2, God says to Moses, I am the Lord. The name Lord there in Hebrew is Yahweh. I am Yahweh. And God continues by saying that he appeared to each of these men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as God Almighty. In Hebrew, God Almighty is El Shaddai. We have studied this name and we know what it means. Then God adds, but by my name, Lord, I did not make myself known to them. Now this is a very interesting statement. But by my name, Yahweh, I did not make myself known to them. Again, Yahweh is used. And the key to this whole statement is what is meant by the word known. Quoting Bruce Waltke, in biblical Hebrew, to know means to experience, not merely to know about. To be sure, the patriarchs invoke the name I am, but the patriarchal narratives never assert the patriarchs know, experience this name. End quote. Get this, the Hebrews only used the name Yahweh for God, but they did not experience God by this name. But now, at Exodus 3, 14 and 15, and going forward, God will be known as I am. He will be experienced as such. The man Moses and the community of people, the Israelites, are about to experience God in a way the patriarchs and others before them had not. What amazes me about this study is how relevant God's name is to the lives of his people then and now. We will not be taking the time to follow through Exodus and what happens when Moses returns to Egypt, and how in due course God is true to his word and brings the Hebrews out of that place and those terrible conditions and circumstances. But you can certainly keep reading, and I hope you will. As you read, take this with you. God's name is I Am Who I Am. His name is Yahweh. And you will see how his name is extraordinarily relevant to his people's circumstances. I cannot help but to sneak in this verse, Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. The translation here is not right. It should read, I am Yahweh, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. God's name and God's glory go together. To glorify God's name, as I hope we do when we worship him by how we live, is to glorify God himself. And his name distinguishes the one true God from all the many false gods and their graven images. To know God, to know and use his proper name, is to glorify him. May we glorify him. The name Yahweh also has many compounds in the Old Testament text, and each time these are used in connection to God's actions. We may look at these sometime in the future. But I want to move towards the end of this broadcast and podcast by reminding you that Jesus says he is the I Am. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, got this name for himself from whom? He took this name from God because Jesus is God. He is God in human flesh. In the Gospel of John alone, 23 times the Lord uses I am. 7 times he connects I am to metaphors which reveal who he is. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true vine. Notice how I am is connected to the metaphors which express who he is. God is God forever and for always. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Spirit is God, and God is, I am, who I am. My prayer is that our discussion in these days will be as encouraging to you as it has been for me. Our journey through Exodus chapters 1, 2, and 3 is now complete. We came here because we want to know God's personal name. And we came from a robust discussion of the other names for God found in Scripture. The whole sense of our study is this. God's name is wonderful. He has the name above every name. And at the name of his Son Jesus, every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We will not take the Lord's name in vain. Instead, we will sing with the psalmist from Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. As theologian Herman Bavinck reminded us at the beginning of our study, we do not name God. God names himself. And we have learned something about his name by listening to our great God. Praise his name with me, dear friends, and then be sure and come back next time as together we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.